Coming up on episode number 1353, welcome to a non-April Fool's edition of Coverville. Well, we'll be celebrating what would have been the 75th birthday of Ronnie Lane, founder of The Small Faces and later on The Faces. We're going to hear covers of both of those bands, along with some stuff, some solo stuff, and a great partnership he had with a member of The Who. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday, April 1st, 2021. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to, as I said, this is a non-April Fool's edition of the show. No April Fool's jokes in here. The real deal, celebrating what would have been the birthday of Ronnie Lane. And really, again, like with other bands I've mentioned on the show, covers are the way that I discovered Faces and Small Faces, especially songs like Ichiku Park and Ooh La La and some of the deeper cuts, What You Gonna Do About It, Cindy Incidentally, stuff like that. You're gonna hear all those as covers here on the show later today, and hope you enjoy them and hope it makes you go back like I did and rediscover Small Faces and Faces, a band that was the start for Rod Stewart as well, The Faces. Let's start things off, though, with Small Faces, and probably the biggest hit by the band. This is from the album Terrified, put out by Quiet Riot. Yeah, good old Kevin DuBrow leading this one. From 1993, it's a cover of Ichiku Park.
Dreaming spies to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Cried the tears there.
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
They all come out to groove about, and I sat have fun in the sun.
Have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 Yeah.
I thought you'd listen to my reasoning, but now these words, they don't mean a thing. Try to make you see how it's got to be. Yes, it's all right, all or nothing, all or nothing, all or nothing for me. Things could work out just like you want. If I could have the other half of you, you know I would if I only could. Yes, it's all right, all or nothing, all or nothing, all or nothing for me. Come on.
Basics with their cover of What You Gonna Do About It, originally by the Small Faces, released on a single they put out in 2018, The Basics spelled with two S's because bass. Before that, some J-Punk for you, the Stance Punks, a Japanese band doing their cover of Sha La 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 Lee from 2008, an album title that I can't pronounce. Just look for the Stance Punks. You'll find a link, by the way, in the show notes to where you can pick up that album. Star Sailor from the compilation One Love put out by New Musical Express back in 2002, a cover of All or Nothing. And we start things off with Quiet Right from their album Terrified. Quiet Right including, you know, maybe one or two covers on a lot of their albums. And I think they covered Small Faces twice, if I remember correctly. That's their cover of Ichiku Park, that one from their 1993 album, Terrified. Let's get to set two. We're going to start off with a song that is technically, if you want to get down to brass tacks, technically it's a P.P. Arnold song. Now, here's the way it worked. P.P. Arnold was a backup singer for Ike and Tina Turner, the Ikettes. She's a member of the Ikettes. So she got discovered, maybe not discovered, she was already discovered, but Mick Jagger saw more potential in her, more than just a backup singer, and decided to introduce her to a producer who worked with, among other bands and other artists, the Small Faces. She struck up a great friendship with Ronnie Wood and Ronnie Lane, and actually had the Small Faces, who wrote this song for her, as well as one other that they were almost going to give her and they took for themselves. But they wrote this song for her and then backed her up on her release of the single. Here is If You Think You're Groovy, covered by Deborah Bonham, This is from the Mustn't Grumble Steve Marriott tribute concert from 2002.
eyes, the deeper than time, say a love that won't last without words. So now I've lost my way, I need you to show me things to say, so give me your love before mine fades away. Now baby, I got to know that I belong to you. I'd do anything that you want me to. Sing any song that you want me to sing to you. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
December.
Love the end of that. Matt Wirtz and a cover of Ooh La La by The Faces, Stuck a Faces, sung at the end of that Small Faces set there, but that's so great. Ooh La La performed there by Matt Wirtz from his album Whenever, Wherever from 2013. Great cover. It's such a great song, no matter who's doing it, whether it's the original Faces version or Counting Crows. Probably my favorite cover of that song from their Underwater Sunshine, What We Did Over our Summer Vacation album. Such a great song. It's great. Drink every time I say Faces. It's going to be a tough one on this show. A lot of drinking going on. Although not with the one before that. This is this was by Slim Chance, formerly Ronnie Lane Slim Chance, but for a Ronnie Lane Memorial concert from 2014. A bunch of other people got together, some of the other bands that he'd performed with, some of the other musicians he'd performed with, and did covers of all of his work with all of his other bands and his solo stuff. That one is a cover of Ronnie Lane's solo, Lad's Got Money, featuring vocals by, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say my favorite female vocalist, Sam Brown. She's worked with Jules Holland. She had a great solo career. A big hit in the late 80s, early 90s with a song called Stop. So good. Sam Brown on the on vocals for that cover of Lad's Got Money by Slim Chance. Lou Gramm, yeah, from Foreigner. Lou Gramm before that with a cover of Tin Soldier. That was the other song that Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane wrote for P.P. Arnold, intentionally or originally thinking that they'd have her record it. They decided they'd record it themselves, and then Lou Gramm covered it in 1989. Released on Rock the Covers, Volume 4, Lou Gramm covering Tin Soldier. We start off the set with Deborah Bonham and a cover of P.P. Arnold's You Think You're Groovy. P.P. Arnold, if you're not familiar with the name, she was the released the original version of Cat Stevens' First Cut is the Deepest. Now, it was written by Cat Stevens, but she bought the song rights from him and released her version just a few months before he was ready to release his. With his permission, of course, maybe monetary permission, but with his permission. So the first official version of The First Cut is the Deepest was by P.P. Arnold, who you heard right there. I'm sorry, whose cover you heard right there, covered by Deborah Bonham for the Steve Marriott Memorial Concert. Let's get to the last set of music. We're going to continue with the Faces covers. This one is from Gretchen Wilson's Under the Covers album from 2013. This is such a great song. And if you're ready for the rockin' stuff, you're getting the rockin' stuff. Here is Gretchen Wilson, Stay With Me. Thank you.
on the debris at the Sunday morning market. You were sorting through the odds and ends. You were looking for a bargain. I heard your footsteps at the front door. That old familiar love song, 'cause you knew you'd find me waiting there at the top of the stairs. General Workers Union, and you said they'll never change a thing. Well, they won't fight, they're not working.
Do
1977, Pete Townsend of The Who and Ronnie Lane together for an album called Rough Mix. This was the album that gave us the hit My Baby by, I think it was, wasn't it from Pete Townsend? I'll have to look that one up. I think it was the first track on the album, Rough Mix. You know what? You know what? I'm looking it up right now because I have my library finally fixed from last week. Yeah, My Baby Gives It Away, the single that came from that album. Pete Townsend, by the way, one of those people that frequently appeared on those tribute albums to Ronnie Lane and Steve Marriott after The Faces and Small Faces. Really, really great friendship, I think, those two had. Till the Rivers All Run Dry, originally by Don Williams, covered there by Pete Townsend and Ronnie Lane from Rough Mix. Before that, Hunters and Collectors, a band that's kind of a brother to Crowded House, because actually one of the members of Crowded House has a brother in Hunters and Collectors, an Australian band as well. That was from their album Mutations from 2005, covering Debris. Delamitri, if you remember Delamitri, had a couple really big hits in the 90s, Roll to Me, and what was the other one? The Last to Know, or Always the Last to Know. Great band, but really didn't make as much of a connection as they should with an audience, except for those two songs especially. Cindy Incidentally covered there, that one from the re-release of their 1992 album Change Everything, the reissue called Represents, or Represents, but there's a hyphen, so it's Represents, which included some additional versions, some demo tracks, and that cover right there of Cindy Incidentally by The Faces. We start things off with Gretchen Wilson from the album Under the Covers, a great rockin' version of Stay With Me, one of those Faces songs that had Rod Stewart on lead vocals, and he would turn around and use that, play that song forever in perpetuity on concerts and things like that. Gretchen Wilson and a cover of Stay With Me from her 2013 album Under the Covers. And that is going to bring us to the end of another episode. Thanks for tuning in, and happy what would have been his 75th birthday going out to Ronnie Lane. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also visit the website, coverville.com. It's got everything you need right there. Past episodes, show notes, links to where you can buy this music on Amazon and iTunes, wherever it's available. You'll see links next to every song. There's also, you know, a lot of people don't realize this. There is a great search function over there at coverville.com that lets you look for artists and albums and cover songs that I haven't even played on the show. Now, if I have played them on the show, then you'll see them, links to the episodes that have them, so you can go and listen to full episodes containing that song. But check it out. It's over there at coverville.com. We'll be back, next week for another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brandon saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.